Welcome to Battery Cast. I am your host, Shemmy Gent, and I am joined today by our regular Sky Guy.
Oh god, not this again.
And Alex.
You feel cooler than me. Doesn't that make me hotter than you?
Alright. Sweet.
Yeah. Yes. Wait. Fuck!
Alright, so first on our list is...
How much, Alex, can this cast hold?
Yeah.
Three.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. No, it's fine. I'm glad we cleared that up. That's cool. That's cool.
Alright, so our next topic of agenda is...
Wow. Where the fuck have we been?
Is Final Fantasy. Go!
So we just happened to be talking about it before we started recording, because just I want to say maybe a short time ago, Final Fantasy VII was released for Steam, and I just had a big WTF on my face. Not that it's a bad game, but it's just like, well, shit, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it seems like Steam was a little bit late to the party, because Final Fantasy VII was already released for the PS3, like as a PS1 classic.
Well,
for a long time.
Actually, there's according to
I think they're focused on maybe. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
According to Screwtech, the hard news thing. Apparently, some people had hacked into Steam files and seen some of the games that were like in the database or something, but not actually put out for official release. And Final Fantasy VII and VIII have both been there for a while.
Wow.
I don't think that they were thinking that they weren't actually going to officially publish it, but yeah, they'll officially release it on Steam. But yeah, it's actually been there for a while.
Well, if VII has been there for a while. And 8's been there for a while, and they just released 7. Maybe 8's on its way.
Yeah, it would make sense that they would release 8 if they have it on their database. Because if they have it on their database and they're not going to release it, what's the point of having it on the database?
They're probably just waiting to see how well Final Fantasy VII does.
We're going to play this and nobody else gets to play it. We're Valve. We get to keep it to ourselves.
And if Final Fantasy VIII does well, they'll release Half-Life 3.
They don't release it. They don't really. You know why they kept it? Because they're not comfortable releasing anything with a number higher than 2.
Yeah, basically. Do you see that that picture someone did of like there was like a photo of someone taken of Gabe Newell holding up 3 fingers, and it said, "Has science gone too far? Is this image real or fake?"
I've seen a picture of everyone holding up 3 fingers, and he's holding up like 2.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has a good sense of humor about it.
Or what the heck, come after 2?
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed that he wasn't at E3.
I don't
know. Honestly.
Really?
Mm-hmm. By the way, E3 happened.
E3 happened.
Yeah. Yeah, and you all know about it.
Is it too late to talk about it?
Essentially.
Is it too late to talk about it? Yeah, basically, Sony, Microsoft, no. Sony, yes. Nintendo, yes!
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nintendo do not give a shit about the other guys. They're just like, okay, whatever, we're going to be over here in our own corner doing our own little thing. You guys fight it out.
Like Nintendo's like that guy who just does what he loves to do, which is video games, and which is what a console should be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not this video streaming bullshit that Microsoft is pushing out, but just video games.
Yeah.
But I get to check my Final Fantasy, my fantasy football roster anytime I want.
Do that on your computer.
I just, he should have just came out in like khaki shorts and like a plaid shirt and a backwards hat, right in the middle of your Halo or your Call of Duty. You could check your Final Fantasy, your fantasy football, and you can even get a Mountain Dew sent right to your front door.
But you gotta be online 24/7.
Dude, that's just the price you pay to be righteous.
Oh, an internet connection that's reliable enough? Too bad for you, brah. Cha.
Madden. Tang.
Sports, brah.
Sports, brah. What?
I'm sorry.
That's what the Xbox One. That's what Microsoft conference was. It was just TV, sports.
Sports, brah.
Dogs. Call of Duty.
World of Tanks. Yes, there are many tanks in this game.
There's a car.
There are as many dogs as there are tanks in this game.
Look at the car. Isn't it pretty?
Oh, yeah. The Gran Turismo 6.
The Forza thing.
Oh, yeah. That too.
Gran Turismo 6. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat?
I was just going to say it. and then the Killer Instinct thing that happens, which was shame.
Rayware.
I mean, yeah, Killer Instinct, yeah, it looks decent-ish. I heard that Jago's going to be the only character that you can play on launch, and the other ones you have to buy, which is shit.
Remember a time when you bought a game and it didn't include DLC that's already on disc or on cartridge that you didn't have to pay for?
Remember the time when game companies weren't trying to hemorrhage every last dollar out of you?
Yeah.
Steam? No.
Steam. You're beautiful.
Well, that's the exact opposite of what Steam does, because Steam just lowers their prices.
Yeah. I know! And then more people buy all their shit.
Yeah.
And they're just like, how do I hold all these dollars?
Steam has done so well because they are smart and they know what people want.
And they actually love their customers.
What was that thing, VG, that one VG Cats comic where like Gabe knew was like he's just swimming naked in a giant ocean of money.
Oh, yeah. Basically. I saw that.
Yeah.
See, Valve could have had an E3 convention themselves, and they could have had this huge thing with all the, you know, screens and all the shit and whatnot, you know, and they wouldn't have to say a word. All Gabe Newell would have to do is walk onto the stage, hold up three fingers.
Yeah.
All three screens behind him light up. Left 4 Dead 3, Team Fortress 3, Portal 3, and then walk off stage. Boom! Best presentation.
And still no Half-Life 3.
No footage for it. No real release date.
Dumb.
But still. Oh yeah, and then he'd jog back on stage. Oh yeah, and by the way, Half-Life 3. And then they walk back.
Oh no! It's just like a giant three. Like the presentation, like it's like all the lights dim. And like just like music, like also Spectre of Thruster starts playing, like the 2001 theme. Like this giant three slowly appears on the screen, and like we are announcing three new hats for Team Fortress 2.
Simultaneous motherfucker.
just like the noise that people make, just everyone in the crowd.
That's what I mean, like, from the audience, everyone simultaneously in the audience, motherfuckers!
No!
A chorus of no!
If they want everyone to die in there by fire, yeah. that's the way to do it.
Like the tune of, like, the Portal theme, like, no, 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 no.
So many sounds like a Silent Hill origin story. No, they just like did this whole convention thing, and then somebody enrages, sets the whole place on fire. Everybody dies. All the souls are tortured and stay there. And then whoever walks there now has like to deal with their own personal issues to get out of the convention.
The entirety of E3 becomes the new Silent Hill town.
Silent convention.
Convention Hill.
Convention Hill.
Silent 3.
That's the name of this episode now. Convention Hill.
Convention Hill. Instead of like playing as James, you play like as like Stuttering Craig or something like that.
Stuttering Greg?
He plays like someone from Screw Attack. They go to the convention to like report on stuff, and they're just like trapped there, and they have to deal with their own like issues to get out.
No. It's the guy who announced Microsoft's like all of Microsoft's shit, and he has to deal with like all of like E3 just like hating him.
Hello,
or I'm could be the guy.
I'm Pyramid Jared.
Pyramid Jared. That was actually good. or it's the guy, or one of the characters will be the guy. The main character would be the guy who said, "Don't worry, it'll be over soon."
Oh yes. Can he just be like the? Can he be the guy?
I'm sure he has plenty of issues.
You know, can whoever wrote that script be the guy who dies first?
Yes. I'm sure he wasn't at E3, though.
Okay, cool. Yeah, true. Still, though.
Don't just in his house, he was just like, just in his house, it'd be...
No cause of death, just him falling over. Dead.
Yeah. Dead by sucking...
Death by failure.
Oh yeah, that is the that
death
is
by fellatio.
My favorite part of Final Fantasy VII, where you ran away from the cops and you're like you're all crammed up inside this moped. Or, like all your friends are crammed up inside this moped and you're like on a
moped.
Kawasaki. You're on a Kawasaki and you have to like drive around them and like keep the cops away from them. They are literally like in a smart car. Yeah, it's not even funny.
You go home and reevaluate your fucking life. You bought a smart car. You haven't seen that?
Yeah.
Exactly. No. What was the other? It's not smart car. What is the tiny ones that only hold that can be one or two people?
Volkswagen
like Beetle.
No. Smaller than that.
A spider bike.
Oh God! Look, the level of douchery for people who ride spider bikes. Those,
I know.
Those Y-shaped bike things. I know.
Yeah, like the two tires in the front and two tires in back, or one tire in back thing. Yeah.
Why?
I never really got that.
It's basically an ATV with like the wing, with one wheel missing and the legs spread out. Just get an ATV.
Yeah.
You look ridiculous, and whoever, okay, mark my words, whenever you see somebody riding that thing, check this, they're always going to have the hugest helmet on.
Yeah.
They're always going to have a gigantic helmet on, and they're always going to be like way well over 40.
Hey guys.
Yeah. What?
Stretch helmet.
Oh God!
Here's what I was talking about.
Hey, everybody listening to this, click on the link that Galaxy
just posted
in our chat. Go ahead.
But which one posted it?
Just play the audio.
Oh.
Oh wait, I'm recording.
You're recording.
I'll play. I wonder if it'll pick up at all. It should do. Oh no, because
if it doesn't, I'll play it.
All right. We'll see.
Oh God, it's Homestuck.
No, this is dead.
Audio sanity not included. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Shit. You just still there? Uh-oh. Shit. Oh.
What's up?
Oh, you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Sorry,
yeah.
I thought... Sorry, my internet was being weird for a second. I thought I'd lost connection. I might have to reboot the router. 10 to 1, that's going to happen.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. That was funny.
Now I'm going to have to cut the 12 seconds of silence.
Yeah. Oh, that did happen. Shit.
Did you enjoy the silence?
Yeah, and no one heard.
Did you enjoy that video clip?
The silence. I'm sorry.
Just like cut the 12 seconds of silence. Just replace it with just you going glitch.
Yeah. All I ever wanted and all I ever needed is here in my arms. This video doesn't want to play?
Hey, Alex? Alex?
Words are very unnecessary. Wait, what?
All I need, all I want is you in my arms.
Okay.
Which one of us?
Both.
Okay.
One in each arm.
Okay. Scooter doesn't want to play for me. I might have to shit my ends. Yeah.
You can reset your router if you want.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna. Yeah, I'll pause the recording. Can I?
Back to what we were talking about. We had router problems.
I set up the same.
Which I have no idea what we're talking about.
Like E3 and like stuff.
Oh my gosh. So I'm playing the riddle now to see if it'll actually pick up. Just in case. So just for a second.
So it's raining, right? And you pass a bus stop. There are three people there. Your most trustworthy friend, a pregnant woman who has to go to the hospital, and the girl of your dreams. Your smart car only has two seats. What do you do?
Oh, I've heard this one. You give the car to your most trustworthy friend, she takes the pregnant lady to the hospital, and then you stay at the bus stop with the girl of your dreams.
No. You go home and
reevaluate your fucking life! You bought a smart car!
So, Final Fantasy. Let's get talking
about that. In retrospect, the joke is that you reevaluate your life because you bought a fucking smart car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hopefully, I see if that worked. If not, whatever. Anyway, funny thing is, just for cue, the moment it stopped, one of you said, Final Fantasy! You bought a smart car. Final Fantasy!
Speaking of which, unsure purchases, Final Fantasy VII on Steam.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it on Steam because I already have it on my PS3.
I don't have a PS3, so I'm going to get it there. But I'm playing The Walking Dead 400 days before that.
Yeah.
Because I like crying.
I like pain. I don't know about you.
I like emotional games.
Despair. No,
it is.
My name is Junko Inoshima.
It is such a good game. I mean, I haven't played the 400 Days DLC yet, but Walking Dead was amazing. Story-wise, probably best story in a game ever.
Yeah.
And
people say my favorite story in a video game is Heavenly Rain. Or Heavy Rain, I'm sorry.
Heavenly Rain. Heavenly Rain. What a nice game.
Press X to Clementine. Sean!
Jason!
No, I'm thinking about the other video that says press X to Sean because Minority Report is basically the same. A similar.
Sean!
Yeah.
Sean!
Wait, who's Sean?
Sean is from Minority Report. Somebody made a lineup. Say, hey, you know, they're basically the same, similar situation.
I know who Sean is.
Yeah, Final Fantasy VII. It looks good. I'm gonna wait just a bit to buy it though.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's like $12 on Steam. If you try to buy the disc online, you're looking at least $100.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty rare. I mean, and I'm being kind when I say $100. It's probably more along the lines of between $150 and $300. I mean,
I'd rather it was on PC and I just torrent it. That's what I usually do.
I mean, granted, it's awesome that you'll actually have the actual disc, you know? But it's still costing you a shitload of money. What didn't cost me a shitload of money is I bought the Mass Effect trilogy for 360, and I'm gonna give that a whirl. People have been recommending Mass Effect to me left and right, and they won't shut the fuck up about it. So I bought all three games for $40, and I'm like, good. Shut up now. I'll play them.
My Steam isn't even on the... My Steam doesn't even want to open. I need to, like, friggin'...
I had to buy the trilogy because I tried buying Mass Effect 1 on Steam, and it was the most fucking retarded thing. It would not open up, and I had to go into the forums and ask what was wrong, and they said you have to go into the directory of the folders of the game and change these two files names... And then reload it, and then, like, it would play, but then I had an open Steam, and it would give me, like, an error message from Steam. So I just uninstalled it, and I said, fuck it, I'll just go buy it for $360. So it cost me $60 for all three games.
Oh, yeah.
Technically, essentially, because I had to buy it.
Buying all three games for $60, that's $20 a game? It's a little more worth it than buying a game for $60.
True.
True. And this one has, like, some DLC with it, too.
Yeah. That's what I did with for the PS3 version. I have yet to beat the first Mass Effect, but I will get to it.
I bought, what's it called? Portal 2, that's right, when it was about $50. But my computer couldn't actually handle it. I couldn't actually play it. Until I got my own laptop, and by then it had gone down to about $20, so that was a good $30 wasted.
Yeah, I bought Portal 2 for the PS3, and I got the Steam version for free. Yeah. So that's cool.
It was like $15-$20 on Steam for me.
I
think it was $10. I can't remember if there was a sale on or not. I think there was a sale with like Portal, Half-Life and Left 4 Dead, and I just, like, I only got Left 4 Dead and Portal because those things are co-op. They're multiplayer. Yeah.
We should play.
I was more interested if you guys or we play co-op Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, that even better.
Or Team Fortress 2.
Isn't Left 4 Dead 2 like centered in Australia? Heavily censored?
Censored. I thought you said centered.
Yeah. No, yeah, it is censored in Australia, but there's a thing you can get. And also, they're going to update it and remove the censor because we actually do have we do have R-rated games now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Left for Owie too.
Left for not here anymore.
No. Left for kids.
that's even worse.
Yeah.
They take away all of the guns. They make them invisible, so you're shooting invisible bullets.
There's constant rapping going through all of the game. all the zombies rap at you. They never go. They're just like yo, button on your neck and shit.
Yo.
Watch me get all up in this motherfucker.
Honestly, it's actually not that bad. It's just all the sensor really does is like there's a couple of weapons that become unavailable. The riot cop zombies, they remove those because fighting police, you know. Instead of zombies just staying there after you kill them, they fade away after a bit, and there's no real detail with the blood. It's all just sort of red. That's about it, yeah.
Every zombie is filled with tomato juice.
Basically. But yeah,
zombies are just balloons of tomato juice. People don't know this.
But there is just like a thing you can download. It's just like you open it and it's a sort of patch and it fixes it, so yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say
there's nothing like just shotgunning a crowd of motherfuckers. Samurai sorting through people. Yeah, that's just it doesn't get old.
I'm trying to open like the Final Fantasy VII the store page on Steam, and it asked me to enter my birth date. I wasn't aware I have to be over 18 to view it. Or over 12, apparently, to be okay.
Yeah, I looked at that. I'm like, is Final Fantasy VII...
No, it was rated T for teens, so you have to be at least a teen.
Yeah, but now it's 12. Peggy 12. I don't get your American rating system. It's weird and confusing and dumb.
Yeah.
It's not that different from a European. It's really bad.
No, yeah. Australians have a whole different thing. It's just like G, PG, M, MA, R. And X.
Yeah. In the US, it's E, E10 plus, T, M, and R, AO.
And AO, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. Like.
Oh, AO, tailspin. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Like.
I couldn't help
myself. E and E10 plus is essentially just everybody and everyone older than 10.
Yeah.
Teen is for 13, I think. Either 13 or 16.
Teens and up, yeah.
And then mature is for 17 and up, and adults only is for 18 and up.
Hmm.
So.
There has really never been an adults only game, though. It would basically be porn. It would basically just be porn.
Essentially. Oh, yeah. So, and those are like the freeware, like, no one's ever even heard of.
Or just like
type of software.
Or, just the, or like Japanese, all those Japanese erogies, whatever they are, erogies, I don't know how you pronounce it.
Yeah. Like, all the Japanese, like...
Katawa Shoji.
Oni-chan.
Katawa Shoujo.
Oni-chan, can I show you my nipples-chan?
Oni-chan.
Nipples-chan?
Yes. That's a thing now.
Oni-chan.
It has its own name.
Oni-chan. 1, 2, 3. Oni-chan. 1, 2, 3. Oni-chan.
Oh, God.
Like Navi.
I'd like you to all meet Jackie Chan's little sister, Nipple Chan.
Oni-chan.
Oh, no, that'd be Imoto Chan. But yeah. Sorry. Ore no Imoto na
konanai.
My little sister can't be this cute. I am a creep. Anyway. I need to stop.
Yeah. Those are little. Like, what's going on? That guy's trying to feel up on his sister. Well, okay.
No, Japan. I don't have a little sister.
Little sister.
Don't worry.
God. No, no.
What?
Queens of the Stone Age, no.
You don't like Queens of the Stone Age.
No, I'm fine with them. They're actually pretty good.
I was going to say, oh, okay. Well, look. Let me just add that to the list of things Shemmy doesn't like.
No, don't add that to the list of things Shemmy doesn't like, because Shemmy likes that thing.
You know what I bought a while ago?
No, I wasn't going to write Queens of the Stone Age. I was going to write good fucking music.
Oh, okay.
Several fucking slashes of the pencil across the fucking page, just ripping through the paper.
You know what I bought a while ago, because I thought, like, I was really excited to play it. Because it would be a really fun game and funny. I bought Magicka. I bought it on Steam for $10. The thing is, it doesn't work on laptops for some reason.
What?
So, yeah.
That's I've never heard of this game.
Magicka. It's like...
Never heard of it.
It's like a co-op.
Is there any gathering of some sort?
No. It's not Magic the Gathering. It's Magicka. Magicka. Yeah, it's... I'll go to the store page.
Also, Dust and Elysian Tale is half off this week. Mm. The week of July 4th.
If Magicka, someone wanted to give that game to me, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Magicka is a satirical action-adventure game set in a rich fantasy world based on Norse mythology. The player assumes the role of a wizard from a sacred order, tasked with stopping an evil sorcerer who has thrown the world into turmoil, his foul creations besieging the forces of good. Players will be able to combine the elements to cast spells, wreaking havoc and devastation on the minions of darkness. They will also be able to team up with friends and fight their way through the campaign, or test their skills in the magical arts through other challenging modes. In Magicka, up to 4 players take on a grand adventure and save their world from certain doom using a fully dynamic spell system. The adventure mode takes the players across 3 different levels, ranging from the lush forests of mountain valleys to the frozen halls of the Mountain King, where wits and creative thinking are the keys to victory. In the unlockable hardcore challenge mode, Players fight off waves of enemies to earn their place on local and online leaderboards. Find and unlock challenges, items, and powerful magics, innovative and dynamic spellcasting system. Blah, 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 blah. Explore an expansive realm of adventure to defeat the evil wizard. Experience the parody and satire of a cliched fantasy world.
Okay.
I'll just go through what is the list of achievements? Yeah, I'll just go through. It has 78 Steam achievements. I'm just going to go through the names of some of them.
Gay 1, gay 2, gay 3.
State Alchemist. State Alchemist. Create a spell that contains at least 3 different elements. Basic element.
State Alchemist, bring back your dead mother.
Wait. Cooking only by the book.
Only cost you an arm and a leg.
Successfully.
Oh, God.
An eye for an eye. No more cooking trolling.
It's not exactly what...
Cooking by the book. Make your first cake.
Yeah. No more trolling.
You gotta do the cooking by the book.
Alex, no more trolling.
Are you angry, dude?
Let off some steam.
Are you mad? You mad?
No, I was talking to Shami earlier about troll faces. Like, yeah. Let off. Yeah, like no more trolling.
Are you angry, dude?
You have been bamboozled. Let off some steam.
Hast thou become Mr. Angry?
Create a spell containing steam. Houdini, break free from entanglement without using spells or magics. Vanilla Ice, create a spell containing only ice. RPG much, complete all side quests in the game. Oh Gravity, thou art a heartless bitch, die from falling damage. Solid Snake, defeat Jormungandr, whoever that is. I'm a fire in my laser. Successfully.
I would not be surprised if that character was voiced by David Hayter. Solid Snake, get it?
No, it's the new voice actor for Snake.
No, it's Kiefer Sutherland. It's Kiefer Sutherland. Sorry.
Oh, it's Vic Mignogna.
Oh yeah, that's also a thing that happened. Kiefer Sutherland.
This achievement
is called the new VA.
This achievement is called It's Over 9,000. Deal over 9,000 damage to one enemy. First Blood, killing one enemy using the M60. There is no goat level. Defeat Jotun. Killing your friends. You're doing it wrong. Heal a total of 100,000 hit points.
Just looking at the screenshots, it looks like League of Legends-ish.
Yeah. Wingardium Leviosa, push someone off a cliff.
Nice.
Saved by the King, defeat the Warlock and Machine. Never cross the beams. Cross opposite beams so that at least someone dies from it.
Summon Zul, the Destroyer.
Puff and Frish. One in a million, get struck by a Thunderbolt and survive. Khan! Defeat Khan. 88 miles per hour. Get it thrown back in time by Vlad. Find his keepers. Steal your friend's equipment after he's died. Blue. No. Yellow! Have a hard time settling on a color. That's a reference to Monty Python Holy Grail. More like the Aristocats. Defeat the Aristocrats. I'm the Wizard King. I can do anything. OMG, they killed Yellow. Die with yellow robes. Like, oh my god.
African or European.
Yeah, like, oh my god, they killed Kenny, you bastard. Yep. This is Magicka. Push the soldier in battlefield down the hole.
What is your favorite color?
Play it again, Vlad. Don't fear the Reaper. There can be only one. 101st Airborne. Jump off a cliff and save yourself by teleporting. Dragon Slayer. I think Magicka is a pretty cool guy. Deep Impact. The Perfect Storm. Multiple.
And every one of these achievement names can be made into a porno, just saying. Every
Bad
single
taste.
One.
Ice Age.
Especially that one. Especially Bad Taste.
We are the champions.
Blech.
Raining Beastmen. Better you than me.
I gotta spit sticky.
No power equals no responsibility. Defeat Parker.
It's in my hair.
From whence you came. I call it a hawking hole. Swedish summer achievement.
Okay.
Let me in. I put on my Robin wizard hat.
Okay. I think we got it.
There's a lot of
it. It sounds interesting. It looks from like the screenshots, it looks a little
And I was really...
I can't remember what I was gonna say, but
it's like League of Legends.
Yeah, but I didn't want to say that again.
It looks
Diablo-ish.
Diablo.
There's one achievement called Friendship is Magicka. Yeah.
China Shammy likes that one.
What? Oh, what? I like My Little Pony?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to convey that. Okay.
Anyway.
I like My Little Pony? This is news to me.
you don't?
I used to.
But then season 3 came out.
But then we needed something to add to the list of things that Jimmy doesn't like.
Okay, My Little Pony.
Oh gosh.
Okay, just compile a list of things that I do like and everything else I don't.
We'll get about half a page. Success.
Sandwiches.
Blowjobs.
I'm drawing a blank now. I'm drawing a blank.
Blowjobs.
He hates blowjobs.
What? Get out.
What? From a dude, maybe.
From anyone. Don't be picky.
Honey.
Admit it. You've never given me.
You never give me the chance.
Okay, then try it. That is not how you perform a blowjob.
Guys,
what?
No. No, guys, no.
How do I hold all these blowjobs?
You Americans.
Eggs, pretty much. Yeah. Oh, you Americans, whatever. Like, we're the only ones with
your blowjobs.
You Americans in here. Like we're the only ones with horrible humor. Go watch Monty Python if you don't believe me. Probably worse than anything I could think of.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay, so... that's right. Minecraft now has horses in it.
And they're creepy as fuck.
They're not! They're adorable!
They look fucking creepy. I like the idea of having horses, but the horses look creepy in block form. Like, have you ever seen, like, one of these Minecraft horses looking you dead in the face?
Not yet, yes. I haven't played the update yet.
With love. I can tell it loves me.
Yeah, that's totally love.
I don't... Okay, here's the thing that I don't like with the new update, the 1.6 update. Villagers make noises now.
Really? I gotta
look at this. Yeah, they all make squillium noises.
Squillium? SpongeBob.
They're all like... Yeah, they all do that now.
Seriously?
I'm not even kidding.
I cannot wait.
I gotta see this really quick. I gotta make confirms.
Okay, hold on. Let me open my server.
No, it's okay. I can...
Because my spawn is in a village.
Alright, yeah, just give me your IP really quick. I lost it. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. I have to open Minecraft so I can get that. And then, okay, the new launcher too is a little odd.
Yeah, but it's worth it. Yeah, where it's got like this server thing going on.
It has a window with all the stuff going on in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of all that stuff. If you can tell me what all that shit is.
It's just information about about the world that you have. Essentially. Like, what it loads and, like, all the
crap that you don't read. But
and honestly, I would keep that thing open if you didn't see the words in there. You can close this launcher if the game started, okay? Let's see, closing that. Alright, you got the number? I'm gonna, in the podcast, I'm going to say my server number, okay? I never have it on all the time, though, so so good luck. If you're listening to this and you actually get in there, congrats, you actually found me.
Well, I'm not gonna say it out loud, and hopefully...
I don't even care.
I care if you don't want people being on your server, then...
Well, I'm not gonna... I don't usually leave it on. Yeah. You know, it's for people to actually get on there. It's a 99.
Alright, 99.
.106. .249.
.233. And I'll cut this out of audio, too, so...
Okay.
So...
Yeah, you don't have to, but...
I know, but... But I'll cut it out anyway.
But yeah, you should land right on the roof of a village house.
Yeah, I'm there. Okay, you gotta find a villager.
Is it day or night?
It's night.
Let me take care of that.
And all of these doors are... Okay, never mind. Let me see. Hit this guy. They do have a Skullion voice. That's yes. Awesome.
Yep.
When you attack them, they've got this like weird like grunt like
Ha ha. Are you angry, dude?
Pretty accurate. Pretty much.
Gonna throw him.
We lost Shemmy.
I'm cutting this part.
We lost him.
Okay, I'm cutting all the parts where I laugh out.
You don't have to.
I'm just going to.
Just let it go.
I hate my laugh.
That your laugh isn't that bad. Except.
Like, that's my laugh.
Oh, you have a pompous.
That's me. That's what I sound like.
You have a posh laugh.
Oh. Me.
That's what the sound you did right now.
I was like. That's me breathing in, like.
Oh, okay. So you don't laugh. You hyperventilate.
Daddy.
So you don't laugh. Daddy. You don't laugh. You just hyperventilate. That's so funny. It's like that one Family Guy joke about the deep voiced girl. Oh, you're so funny.
What?
Family Guy reference.
Yeah.
Because everybody still watches that show, right?
I know, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Honestly, they had one joke. I hadn't watched it in a while, and I clicked back on it. I clicked back on it, and I wanted to see maybe the updated of the humor a little bit. When I clicked back, it was. Chris, the son, on a bicycle, you know, just riding back and forth while they played 80s music for like 4 minutes. Don't get the joke. I don't get the joke. I don't want to get the joke.
Is it even a joke? That's the question.
Okay. Good point. Good point.
It's, yeah.
It wasn't. And I said, okay, well, that was nice.
It's like the chicken fight scenes. Like, at what point did someone say, like, hey, this will be funny? Let's throw this in here.
Those are actually interesting just because of violence.
Yeah, but...
And occasionally they like, hurt each other in a funny way, you know? Go ahead.
Sorry, go on.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
Oh, no, you could, sir.
No. Okay, did anyone see the, I forgot what I was going to talk about now. The friggin'... That's right, the, there was, like, a, there's like a leaked sort of like a screen, well, not a screenshot, but like a leaked section of the original script for Django Unchained. Like one part of it was something like, and now I'm going, like Django says, like, now I'm going to kill all of you, and then Django pulls out a gun and shoots everyone, bang bang bang, blood 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 blood, bang bang bang, shoot shoot gun, bang bang bang, blood 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 blood, bang bang, just something like that for a couple of lines, and then just and then I'm gonna kill you, Nick. Django shoots the man. And then Django's horse dances for 25 minutes. And then 25 minutes is crossed out and written in 15 minutes. Crossed out 1 minute.
Wow.
Yeah. That was originally going to be a scene from Django Unchained. Django's horse dancing for 25 minutes.
I have not seen the movie. I'll be honest. Have you guys seen?
Sure. I haven't seen it yet.
Seen what?
Django Unchained.
I have not.
Neither have I. But I want to, because of that.
I want to watch this movie because of something that's not in it.
Yeah!
You know, this what movie doesn't... the crap? You know, this movie doesn't have a good story. Oh, watch it. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
So Minecraft horses, mules, the voices sound stupid of the villagers. A lot of the textures are different too, so I like it. It's got a nice polish to it.
And they renamed the texture packs. They changed it from texture packs to resource packs, which
probably because you can now. Insert music into it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not just textures now. It's actually separate things you can put in there.
Okay.
So then, they give it a more broad name because it's not just... Yeah.
So now it's much easier to replace the sound of the of like a dynamite or a creeper with the scream of limb grab.
Oh, God. I would Gurren Lagann the entire server. Just Gurren Lagann playing all the time, all the sounds. And the sound of Shimmy's laugh every time a creeper blows up.
I don't get it. Just replace the creeper's audio with just me laughing.
Yes. Oh, man. Other than that, I think that's as far as games go.
Well, I'm running super fast now.
Going to the Steam store, see if I find anything good. Final Fantasy VII... Walking Dead, which is amazing. Mortal Kombat Complete Edition, $30 on Steam.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to not buy that because I don't have enough money.
Oh, Deadpool game. Anyone heard anything or played it?
I did not hear anything about this game until someone posted it on Tumblr. I've not seen any advertisements.
Yeah, someone showed me the link in YouTube. Like, dude, did you hear about this game? I'm like, what? Like, it looks sounds funny, but like, what does it play like? You know?
Yeah, it sounds like an interesting concept.
It sounds to me like it would like I expect it would be really good dialogue, but the gameplay would be just generic.
Yeah, I'm looking at the trailer for it. It looks like a shooter/action game.
Devil May Cry, basically.
Yeah.
He basically is Dante. I mean, he's got this. He's a smart ass.
In comic book style.
He wears red. He's not half vampire, but you know, he's not a vampire, but or he's not a demon. Sorry. Oh my god, please don't hate me. He's not a demon.
You two people who are listening to this, don't hate me.
Kira, don't hate me for this.
I don't think she gives a shit.
I'm assuming she said she was going to listen to one. Oh, listen. Oh, listen. Yeah, sure. Yeah, right. Let's see. Yeah. Wears red, has a sword and two guns. You know,
yeah.
Says a lot of smart ass things. Dante.
Does he have a hot chick into his office with a motorcycle?
Just start shooting everything. Blah, 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 blah.
Guys, does the new update have rabbits in it, or is that just this mod pack I have?
Rabbits?
Wait, for Minecraft?
Yeah, are there rabbits in the new Minecraft update?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay, then it's just this pack I'm playing. Because I want to know how to pet the bunny, but I can't. It just runs away.
Oh.
I just punch it. I don't want to punch it.
I think it replaced the cat texture with rabbit
texture.
No,
it's definitely a bunny. It's its whole separate thing. It's a mod pack I'm playing that includes bunnies. Yeah, and a bunch of other stuff too. Feed the Beast is pretty good.
Huh.
There's another bunny. I want to pat it, but I don't want to punch it. No, go away, zombie. I think it's red eyes. What the hell?
My audacity's still going, though.
Yeah, stop recording and save that shit. Okay, right. Now it's recording again, yep. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to send you this one podcast that's in, like, four parts. Sorry about that. I'll label
them
1, 2, 3, 4, but yeah.
Yeah, I'll save them in a thing.
Is not available for... Says you're not available for chat. This is an auto-reply message from HD call recorder. For
God Skype. Damn it! Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Then yeah.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Then yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I honestly I just have Audacity running and I'm just going like, hey everybody, so what's going on? Are you excited for Super Smash Brothers? I'm excited for Super Smash Brothers.
Super Smash Brothers.
Super Smash Brothers, everybody. Can you, in case you hadn't noticed by my name in the Skype chat,
Sky Guy.
I'm just a little. I'm no villager.
All right.
I'm just a tad excited for the villager.
Yeah,
me too. Okay, here's one thing I will say. I hope to God they don't have tripping mechanics.
I know. They have said that tripping is. It looks like tripping's gone.
Okay. Oh, I like tripping.
Thank God.
The number of times tripping has saved my life. It's hilarious.
But it's not something your character consciously does. It's just an automatic random thing that happens, right?
Yeah.
Why is that put in there?
Yeah, it sounds like a giant why.
Laughs.
Well, what's the purpose of having tripping in that game?
To stop players from using the wave dash, which is ridiculous because it's a fighting game. Who cares?
What is a wave dash? For those of us who don't,
are we still recording?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Oh, it's essentially like a way you can move across the stage faster. You press a bunch of buttons. I don't know how to do it, but like you press. R jump in, like, a direction you want to go in or something, in, like, various, like, combinations.
Yeah, this is me. YouTube it.
Yeah. I don't know how it's done, and honestly, it doesn't affect me if...
Yeah.
But, yeah. It's whatever.
Yeah. I will YouTube it because I've heard this term before so many times, and I don't get it. I've never understood what that meant. Yeah, but I am excited about Villager, excited about Mega Man, even though Mega Man looks hella cheap. You know, about as cheap as Sonic the Hedgehog was. Really easy, executable moves, and just... Yeah. There's some mechanic about him that's exploitable. Him being his Mega Buster, you can just tap the button and you'll shoot it. But I understand they wanted to keep the way he plays in the Nintendo games the same in
Smash. I mean, I would be okay if A was his punch or whatever. Like, the primary, like, just
yeah,
bashing it. But, like, primary, I think punch would have been better. And, like for the secondary attack, be, like, the Mega Buster or something. Like, I would be fine with that.
Have you, has anyone played, Super Smash Flash 2?
I have not.
I'll link you to that.
Though I am really, really excited for the new Smash Bros. Game.
Yeah, it's like it's a fan game, and it's still like a demo, but it's like really, really well done. It's like really, yeah. But yeah, they're still working out. It's yeah, it's like Smash Bros. But a Flash game, and it's got a whole bunch of third party characters and stuff, including Mega Man. And Mega Man's like fighting system is like the normal attack, like standard attacks are just like punching and kicking and stuff, and Smash attacks are like usually based on his Robot Master upgrades, and then all the B attacks, like the standard B attack is just firing when you start off, it's just like you can just charge up the Wave Buster or charge up the Mega Buster, Wave Buster, and then like you hold down B is allows you to switch between different upgrades, like different suits, and there's like four or five different suits, like there's like the, so you can just like throw the like blocks from Gutsman, or throw Metal Gears, or the like throw these shadow things, or Crash Man's like crash bombs, things like that. But yeah, like you just press down B to like choose between them. And then side B is a shield, and up B is the bird thing. I know the technical terms. Yeah.
That gets me excited for it. I want this now.
I feel like Nintendo just kind of won E3, essentially.
Yeah, basically.
Like,
they awesome games! They weren't even trying to win E3. They just did whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
I think they were more focused than the other two.
But PS Sony basically.
Well, Sony was focused, but like Nintendo was.
They were focusing on wrecking Microsoft, which they did handsomely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, but... Yeah.
But I feel like... I feel like Nintendo just focused on the games. Like, a lot more than Microsoft or Sony. Sony did a good job on focusing on the games, and telling players, hey, this is what we are doing as opposed to Microsoft. But I feel like Nintendo just took it... Just took games and said, here is what we have.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And then Peach is finally playable again after so long. Like, playable in a proper standard Mario game. After so long.
Yeah. Also, the cat suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it great? They make Peach playable, and then they put her in a cat suit, but they don't sexualize it. I mean, that's awesome.
Props to that.
Yeah.
as opposed to Striker.
As opposed to what? I didn't catch that.
You okay there? You kind of fell down the stairs as you said that.
I'm not gonna talk bad about Nintendo because of certain reasons, but yeah.
Oh, okay. You could if you wanted to.
Yeah, I know.
I
see problems with every gaming company, but
yeah, it's fine. No one's perfect.
Yeah.
Let's see. Other than that.
Also, I'm in a band, just saying. So, bloop, bloop, bloop.
Nobody fucking cares, alright?
Out of what?
God. No, I'm kidding. That's good, man. Cool.
No, I'm just kidding. That's cool, I guess.
That's cool. Also, if you're listening to this thing, I was going to say something else, but I'll edit it a little bit. If you're listening to this, you're probably playing Animal Crossing. And to that, I say, good for you. Good for you.
I'm playing Minecraft.
Yeah,
well, shut up.
Yeah, thank you for taking the words out of my mouth. I was gonna say yeah, well, shut the fuck up, but okay, yours is good too.
Sorry.
Oh man. Yeah. Basically, Animal Crossing's basically exploded.
It's basically the best fucking game ever.
It's pretty damn good.
I do like how it was New Leaf came out, and then like everyone on Tumblr was going, "Oh my god, Animal Crossing!" And then Smash Brothers came out, and everyone was announced, "Oh my god, Smash Brothers!" And then the villager was announced, and like the villager just walked back in, like, "No, I wasn't done yet." And everyone focuses back on Animal Crossing again.
I think it's kind of funny that a lot of these new games is like popularity, like just. I want to say that these days seem to have taken off a lot more. There's a lot more good press about them.
You know why?
Because Tumblr.
Internet.
Yeah. Internet's now available. It's everyone has it now. Yeah.
You can advertise games through word of mouth a lot easier through the internet.
Yeah. And I hope that these companies realize that Tumblr and, you know, talk between people, you know, not from their ad or not from other stuff like that, but all this, you know, rumors and stuff that we talk about, like here or, you know, with our friends, that's the marketing right there, you know.
Yeah.
That's how their brand gets out there, you know. Yeah, here in our quiet little Skype calls, you know.
The internet is pretty much word of mouth, like advertisement, like whether it's good advertisement or bad advertisement. It's one of those two things. And if you've got good advertisement, you're gonna make a shitload of money. Because people are talking good things about you.
And every time someone comes up and says, "Well, I didn't hear about that thing," odds are there's someone who is not online very much.
Yeah.
They don't.
Or just doesn't follow certain blogs and Tumblr.
Either that or they just have a Facebook and that's it.
Yeah.
And the only thing they keep up to date with is like their family and like, you know, "Oh, Grandma Jenkins had an OSA removed. Good for you." You know, like, okay.
And that was awfully specific.
Can you remove an ulcer? I don't think you can remove an ulcer. I think a remove ulcer is like a breach in the lining of your stomach or something.
Yeah. Just remove it, so remove the whole section of your stomach. The ulcer's gone, now there's just a hole in your stomach.
Let you lay weight loss. Hi, hey.
An ulcer is a discontinually or discontinuity or a break, and never mind.
Nerd.
Oh, look at he was trying to one up us, and then realized
I was reading it.
That he read it and he's like, oh wait, they're right.
No, and then no,
he
no.
stopped and went, oh, never mind.
No, I'm just, I would have repeated what you said because I Wikipedia'd it.
Yeah.
So. Oh, you Wikipedia'd all over the floor. God.
Nerd. What?
Get a mop here. I just like the term Wikipedia because it sounds...
It sounds like you're peeing on someone.
It sounds like somebody made a mess. Oh, hi, everyone. I just Wikipedia'd something. Oh, all over the floor. In the kitchen.
No, it's somebody's dog, Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia. Oh, man.
He peed you real good.
Peed you real good.
Let's stop now.
Do you want to talk about Game Grumps?
No.
Game reviewing in general?
No.
Review shows?
I guess, if you want. We're probably way over an hour by now. But, sure.
Yeah.
There was a show, it's called Game Grumps. It's awesome. It was awesome. JonTron was a very funny guy. He left the show. In my opinion, the show has now dropped in quality. Either that or it's just changed. It's an entirely different show now. It doesn't work.
I wouldn't say it's like dropped in quality. It's a different guy, you know?
It's just different now. It's really different now. And with John, there was a lot more like erratic like humor. And he's just... Yeah. And that was funny because you didn't know what he was going to say next, you know?
Yeah.
I do like how the new guys sort of provide actual commentary and like good discussion and stuff, but I still miss John and Aaron.
Yeah, I think they've departed from what they originally were supposed to do, which is they weren't going to be like an actual like let's play where they like talk about the game. They were just going to fuck around while playing the game, you know.
Yeah.
Like some of the best episodes where they were just playing the game, like the game was just going on in the background and they're just talking about random shit.
Like the ledge pusher.
The what?
The ledge pusher.
What episode is this?
Sonic 2006. I think there's it's like 35 or 36.
Oh my god, there's so many good ones with the Sonic 2006. With those things.
No, just
my
look.
God.
No, look just Sonic 2006.
I can't do this anymore, man. You know.
I can't either. Yes.
That was a beautiful little moment we had. That's because we're on a lava stage, dude.
Yeah. Steam Train now, which is their little offshoot channel, which is, you know what?
It's on the same channel, though.
Yeah, it's on the same channel. They should make a separate channel for it, really. Because it's almost like, it seems like they're trying to have it ride the coattails of Game Grumps, which is not right. I would understand it if they wanted. Here's the thing, they should have announced their plans of what they wanted to do with this shit. They should have warned people, you know, and let everyone know, you know, John's going to be leaving, and then just kind of have, you know, John episodes and this new guy episodes kind of interspersed, you know?
Yeah.
That way getting people ready for the switch and not just going, well, gotta go, and then switch, you know?
Yeah, that's what pissed people off.
So fucking sudden.
Yeah.
And, oh, surprise, that was a new show, Steam Train, you know, which I like the idea of Steam Train, but...
Yeah, me too. I like it, but separate channel, please. Like...
Yeah, what they should have said is, well, you know, in 2 weeks, John's going to be leaving. You know, we wish him well. In the meantime, we're going to show you some videos of this other guy here, you know, of Danny. And... You know, we're going to intersperse the two episodes. And also, at this date, you know, when he leaves, we're going to have, for 2 weeks, we're going to have our new show, Steam Train, that's going to be on. That's going to be Danny and this other guy here. And then once that 2 weeks is over, we're going to put them in their own channel, you know. And this is the future of Game Grumps. See you later. And that would have been the video.
Yeah.
and people would have taken it a lot easier.
Yeah.
You know.
No, they wouldn't.
They wouldn't have rioted. They wouldn't have rioted. They would have just calmly walked away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If they wanted to go.
Or they wouldn't.
They'd bitch a lot.
It would still be taken a lot easier. Overall, yeah, there would be generally a better reception, but still, this is the internet. They would still bitch.
The problem with Game Grumps is they went in just a little too dry.
Yeah.
They should have lubed it up a
little. The problem with Game Grumps is their fan base is largely 12-year-olds.
They should have eased it in.
They should have been gentle.
But they went in too high, too fast,
stop,
too hard.
Stop. Stop this line of thinking now.
Because we're talking about anal
sex. Stop. We're talking about anal sex.
Stop.
Dude, we have the new theme song now.
We have to continue to animate this shit.
Because we're talking about
Okay. JB, if you are listening to this recording, when this comes out, I want you to fucking animate this shit.
Because we're talking about anal sex. Do your butt's gonna get wrecked. Anal sex. Do. You won't walk right for weeks. I don't know.
Oh my god.
I don't care how long this takes, JB, just fucking animate it. Because that was perfect.
It's because in my head I was thinking like, I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set. We're talking about anal sex. We're talking about anal sex. It seems to happen.
Oh my god. I got my mind set on butts. I got my mind set on butts.
On dicks.
I'm sure people in my house are wondering, why is he just singing anal sex at 3 in the morning?
Why not?
4th of July!
Oh god.
Happy birthday, America!
Actually, America was founded on July 2nd.
Shut up! I'm Australian, and shut up!
I'm sorry. It was directed more towards Sky
Guy. I'm still telling you, yeah, and I'm Australian, and I'm telling you to shut up now.
So it was founded on the back door of July 4th. Okay, I get it. Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Ignore historical facts. Okay.
No, it was founded on the back door of July 4th. Back door, as in another word for your butt.
Oh, okay.
Because we're talking about anal. Bend over and you might get wrecked.
I'm going to need you dry. Let's stop now.
Yeah.
What?
That's enough now.
Anyway. Okay.
You might enjoy your cereal, you might enjoy Chex, but one thing everyone loves is butt sex. Final sex. Anal sex.
Fantastic, guys.
I got my mind set on dudes. I got my mind set on dudes.
Okay, so we were declared independent on July 4th, 1776. We were recognized on September 3rd, 1783. Okay.
Oh my god.
I love how I'm trying to talk over you guys, like, singing about anal sex. That's great.
You're trying to diffuse the anal sex song. You can't, man. This thing's on fire, man. This thing's going live, man. We're gonna put it on Rock Band.
They stopped releasing DLC a long time ago.
Does it really belong on Rock Band?
We're gonna put it on Guitar Hero.
Frets on Fire.
Kiss edition for the Wii.
Oh.
Dragon Force just released their new song. It's called Anal Sex.
I'm talking about sex.
Because we're talking about sex.
The guitar speed up is sped up exponentially.
Oh my god.
Okay, so in this Minecraft mod pack I have, I've got this
anal sex.
It includes the portal gun. And there's five different portal guns to choose from. The default portal gun, Atlas's portal gun, Peabody's portal gun, the bacon gun, and the potato gun.
Huh.
Yeah.
And this is different from the conversation of anal sex we're having.
Yeah. I just thought you'd like to know.
Okay. And also, the anal sex gun.
Wait. Portal? Porthole?
Whoa!
Because we're still talking about anal sex.
Can I pee, buddy? Can I pee, buddy? We're running
the fucking ground.
Can I pee, buddy? We're already at the bottom. What are you talking about?
Oh, did you say, can I pee, buddy, your Atlas?
Can I pee, buddy, your Atlas?
Oh, God.
Shemmy,
at the end of
I'm
the
so glad to see you again.
Shemmy, I have a very serious question.
What?
Can I eat your face with my butt cheeks?
At the end of this asshole, there will be cake.
I don't want it anymore.
Oh my god! Somebody write a fan fiction, Peabody Atlas.
Yeah, oh, no.
Oh, oh no! No!
What is this? What is this thing humans call love? What is the thing they call anal sex?
What are you?
The fuck is wrong with us?
A portal gun, Peabody. Why are you through my exhaust pipe?
Where are you putting the portal? Are you putting your portal gun in my exhaust pipe?
In my deep dark cave, mystery.
Stop.
Okay.
Into my dark cave.
I can feel your companion cube just slamming the back of it. Wait, what? Companion cubes just banging him on the chin.
You ejaculated faster than any
never mind.
Congratulations.
Now somebody draw like Atlas or Peabody with like two companion cubes as nuts hanging there between their legs.
On a string.
Yeah, it would be really funny if you did like if you drew it like real ghetto, like if you just literally see like a nail like in their crotch area and then the two like companion cube like fuzzy dice like hanging there. You know, because that's like the best they could do. They don't have anything.
And they're curious about sexuality.
So they just like put a nail there and hang it there, like, look, I'm a man now. And they're like, uh-huh, great. Yeah, do a test.
I went through robot puberty.
Robot acne. There's robot hair everywhere.
What are these red dots on me?
They're turrets. Oh shit. Run.
Gotta get out of here.
Treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold?
Anal sex.
Cavernous.
How many wonders can one cavern hold? Just one wonder. And it's just one wonder. And it's my dick.
It creates more caves.
Feeling around you, you think, sure.
Can we end this podcast now?
Yes, please.
Can we be done with this shit?
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right.
All right.
So, what did we learn today?
Nintendo's what the fuck awesome. Have we launched? Microsoft is a dumb shit. Video games are interesting.
Final Fantasy.
Video games are interested in Final Fantasy.
If you've never played, if you've never played Final Fantasy, I'd say give it a shot.
Yeah,
because it's the first, it's the very first 3D Final Fantasy game, and the story is pretty good.
Yeah,
anything to wash the taste of 13-2 out of your mouth.
I didn't even bother with that game. After 13,
nope. Playing 13 felt like. It felt, as you're playing 13, it felt like, hey, no. It's like, okay, I'm done.
I'm done. All right. No, what else did we learn? No,
he noob. Learns that.
What was that?
People are dumb. I don't know.
Well, yeah, we knew that.
Yeah, we knew that. And also, anal sex is a thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh yeah, video games owe a lot of their current popularity, as do so many things, TV shows and other things in general too, to Tumblr and other blog sites on the internet.
Yep.
Because word of mouth really is the best way to get your product out there.
Yep,
absolutely.
Minecraft is like the perfect example for that.
Yeah. Wasn't it like Scott Rantume who made it popular in the first place?
Who?
Or something like that? Scott Rantume, who made... Yeah, VG Cats. Wasn't him, like, he... Because, like, he... I remember, like, ages ago, he made... Like, was one webcomic about it, and he just said, yeah, so this is this neat little game I've been trying out called Minecraft. Like, a good, like, 4 or 5 years ago now.
Wow.
Like, this point... Yeah, it's like back when we were still starting out. He was just like, yeah, this is just this neat little game I've been trying out.
Gave it the Ramsmere touch.
Yeah.
Gave it the Ramsmere touch. Now it's on Xbox.
Yeah, now it's on the Xbox One, which I'm like, why?
Yeah, no.
That is not going to make me buy an Xbox One. I'm sorry. No,
holy shit, no. Demographics.
Really? Demographics? People who own PS4?
I said, holy shit, demographics.
Oh, okay.
It's a JonTron reference, who is the guy who left Game Grumps, and when he starts putting out videos again, you should all go check his channel, because he's really funny. Yeah. Go check out his channel right now. Really fucking good. I mean, when he dedicates himself to a video and does it, you know, all follows through on it, it's beautiful, and, like, it's so good that every moment in each of his videos is quotable. Like, you're gonna
and
remember
in that moment.
Everything.
And in that moment, I swear.
Was that?
And in that moment, I swear we were John Trump.
In that moment, I swear we were John Trump. guys, it's times like these I realize moments are few. So many John.
Well, that was a lot of shit.
What are these blue pants?
What are these blue pants?
Yes! One of the greatest quotes of JonTron of all time.
What is blue pants? No, the best part is when they're just running randomly through Sonic 06 and goes, look at these blacks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because there's only two black people in the entire Solario? Whatever the fucking...
Oh, yes. Solaris.
Solara, whatever the name of that town is.
Or Soliana, yeah.
Soliana, there you go.
So wasn't Solara, like, a Marvel villain from Marvel Nemesis?
I don't know.
It's like, Marvel Nemesis, like, this old Xbox game from, like, 2001 or something.
Oh,
yeah, like, it came out before they started making all the movies.
That's almost as obscure as my name.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. Yeah, Marvel Nemesis: Rise of the Imperfects. Yeah,
that's almost anyway, it's almost obscure as the list of things Shemmy likes.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Anyway,
I like Queen.
Yeah, bet you like guys.
Shut up.
Are we gonna stop now? Or...
Yeah, let's stop.
Anyways, yeah, those things that was good. Also, check out Attack on Titan at Crunchyroll.com.
Yes.
Check out my Facebook page, Shemmy Gentle Visual. Yay.
check also, out. Also, the first episode of Swimming Anime is available for viewing wherever you want to find it. Get a torrent of it or something. Or maybe it's on Crunchyroll, I don't know. But yeah.
It's all on Crunchyroll, yeah. They have 12 episodes on Crunchyroll, you know.
Yeah, three. No. I'm talking about swimming anime.
Swimming anime.
Three. Yeah, look it up. That's all I can say.
Does it have pull?
Anyway. Okay. Anyway. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
See.